Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday, December 22nd, 2025, 12:22:25. A lot of twos in this date. 14 and a half minutes past the hour. We have made it to Christmas week, only 3 days away until Christmas Eve, and then the big Christmas Day coming up on Thursday, and it looks like it's going to be fantastic temperatures, something like 57 degrees. On Thursday, Christmas Day. So I hope everybody is doing well with their Christmas shopping and their Christmas cards and wrapping and so on and so forth. I'll get to that in just a second on my behalf. But I do want to say it's an historic day without, I guess, 7 days McDonald's not serving fountain drinks in the morning at the Route 95 location. Fountain drinks have returned. The water must be good. Thank goodness for the return of fountain drinks. And for this, I am happy this Christmas season. So I have a fountain drink, really, for the first time in a week. Although last week, I do want to thank everybody who pitched in and helped me out. Christian Pearson got a fountain drink at one of the gas stations and brought it in on Wednesday morning. And Ted Jolliffe brought a fountain drink from the Delaware Avenue location. McDonald's on Thursday, I believe it was. So I thank both of them for that. Well, it is Christmas week, and the Christmas cards are coming in. Last week, we got our Christmas cards from Buckeye Guy and Bob Welsh. Well, we got one from, we say people listen in other states, and they certainly do. We got a very nice Christmas card here on the Christmas card. It's a picture of a gentleman, a lady, and a baby, and I know who the gentleman is, of course, but it says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year 2026 from Calvin, Devin, and Maggie, and this is from Calvin Williams, who listens out in Colfax, Washington, and he used to listen in Idaho, he used to listen in Columbus, and now he's listening in Colfax, Washington. So Calvin, thank you for listening as you always have, and we will get a Christmas card out to you. And one of my favorite Christmas cards, which I've been getting for years and years now, the front of the card has a cardinal scene on it, and it says joy with some other birds on the front, and it says the world is filled with the sounds of Christmas. Merry Christmas, Phyllis and Larry Shirk. And Phyllis also accompanied her card with her famous peanut butter fudge and her reindeer mix, which is kind of like, I don't even know what to liken it to. It's Chex Mix Christmas style. And Phyllis is one of the greatest cooks I've ever known. I call her a chef. She's one of the greatest chefs I've ever known. She makes the great lemon pie, and I thank her and Larry for the Christmas card, as well as the peanut butter fudge and the Christmas, I think it's called reindeer mix, Christmas trail mix. So, perfectly happy Christmas moments there. And I will get a card back to you if I have your return address. And if you still want to send a card, feel free. It may come after the holiday, but we'll get one back to you. It's 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A. 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A. Make sure you put your return address on the card, and we'll get a card back to you before the holiday season is over. And I guess that's going to mean New Year's this year. I'm going to try to work on these cards, though. Maybe tonight's going to be busy, but maybe I'll try to work on them late tonight or tomorrow so I can at least get them out in the mail before the big Christmas holiday. Also, do want to thank the Marion Star. The Marion Star ran a story on the fruitcake toss on the front page of the paper. Now, here's something I did not know. There is no Saturday newspaper anymore, But the Marion Star puts the Sunday paper out on Saturday. So if you go to a newsstand on Saturday, the Sunday paper's there. So all weekend, the same paper is at the newsstands, but that's okay, because right on the front page of the Marion Star, the headline read above the fold, when that used to mean something in newspapers, it said, Marion celebrates holiday fun with cake toss. And if you go inside the paper, I believe it's the first page on the inside, there is a great big story on the fruitcake toss, and there's a picture of all of us standing at the fruitcake toss. And the caption to the picture says, from Santa to the Grinch, Marion's fruitcake toss brought laughter and unity to the community. Unity to the community. I love that when historians will be doing research on Marion 100 years from now, and they're going through the archival newspapers. I don't know how they'll do it in those days. But they'll say, well, hey, what was going on Marion on December 21st, 2025? Well, above the fold, Marion celebrates holiday fun with cake toss. I'll read a little bit of this, but I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's actually a very lengthy article. It was written by AI, Dave DeMille, AI-assisted reporter. Marion's holiday spirit soared December 11th as WGH Talk's sixth annual fruitcake toss crowned Marion City School Superintendent Brian Murphy champion again with a record-breaking 78-foot throw. The popular seasonal event hosted by WGH Talk morning host Scott Spears invited nominated residents from across the community to see who could underhanded toss a real Claxton fruitcake the farthest, according to a press release. Now let me flip to the inside here and we'll read a little bit more of this. The evening's main competition concluded with Murphy achieving a record-breaking toss at 78 feet, securing back-to-back wins. The runner-up was 2023 Fruitcake Toss champion Sheriff Matt Bales, who reached 70 feet with his throw. Third place went to 2022 Fruitcake Toss champion Ed Pickett, who tossed the fruitcake 68 feet, according to the announcement. The event began with a ceremonial first toss by Jack Kellogg, described in the announcement as the former 16-year mayor of Marion. We had people from different jobs, different political parties, and different areas, yet we all laughed and had a good time. Attendees were treated to Buckeye Donuts, provided through sponsorship by the Industrial Channel, and the Salvation Army offered refreshments, including hot chocolate, coffee, and water. Legendary Marion newsman Bob Bender and former Major League Baseball umpire Larry Barnett were among the recipients of the Upper Crust Society Awards. Both Bender and Barnett also participated in the toss. Bender managed a 28-foot toss while Barnett reached 5 feet. Barnett reportedly remarked that when he umpired and there was a foul ball, he would just let the catcher come get it, according to the announcement. The local holiday festivities took an even more whimsical turn as Santa Claus and the Grinch made appearances at the event. Santa tossed the fruitcake 45 feet and the Grinch tossed the fruitcake 25 feet. These appearances contributed to the lighthearted and inclusive holiday mood. Another highlight of the event was a contribution from the Y Men, who donated a live Christmas tree to the homeless shelter. We had people from different jobs, different political parties, and different areas, yet we all laughed and had a good time. The atmosphere was one of unity within the community. The sense of local pride and mutual enjoyment was underscored by the statement that Marion is a great place to be because of these people. For those wishing to relive the event or hear WGH Talk, it's available by listening to the website 24/7, WWGH1071.com, or via the free TuneIn app. Well, there you go. I read the whole article written by AI. How about that? Unity in the community from the Fruitcake Toss. Very nice article, and I thank the Marion Star for doing that. And I guess, you know, as I said before, I think I should be up for the Fruitcake Toss Peace Prize. Because now the newspaper has backed me up. Unity in the community with the Fruitcake Toss. I should mention the phone lines are open 24 minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feeling good here this morning. We made it through the Christmas cards. We made it through the newspaper. McDonald's has their fountain drinks again. All is well with the city of Marion right now as we head into the big holiday on Thursday. Is everybody ready to go for the big holiday? 740-383-9944. Well, I think tonight is the last city council meeting of the year. Maybe. I don't really know at this point, because I think the budget will have to have another reading. I don't know if they can suspend the rules on this or not, but I know there'll be a city council meeting tonight, 6:30, at City Hall, and this could be Jason Schauber and Ayers Ratliff's last city council meeting. Although, again, I don't know how this will all play out. I don't know if they're going to have meetings next week because of the budget. I don't really know. Or if they're going to wait till January the 1st, I guess we'll all find out. But 6:30 tonight, I'm sure the budget will be discussed further. But that's where we are with the city of Marion. So again, if anybody has anything to say about tonight's meeting, feel free to buzz in. I still think there's a lot of confusion here, because a 25% budget is trying to be passed, yet nobody knows 25% of what. Because the original budget, which was cut back from the intended budget, apparently is not the budget that they're passing 25% of. I know this is very confusing. I don't know. It's confusing to me as well. But that's what my understanding was last week, was that there is a majority of city council that doesn't even realize what budget they're passing 25% of, because the original budget presented never passed through committee. So nobody really knows. Is it just an operating budget? I don't know. I truly don't know. Maybe we'll find out tonight. Maybe we'll get the answers to some of those questions as we end up wrapping up 2025 here. What a year it's been for the city. But you know, it got me to thinking about the political careers wrapping up temporarily. I think it's just temporarily. For Jason Schauber and Ayers Ratliff, they've both been there a long time. I believe Ayers has been there 20 years. Jason, somewhere over 15 years. I'm not sure exactly how many years. But you know, these guys have been there for a long time, and I would have to think, as they head into what might be their last meeting, there probably is a sense of sadness in a way. They might be glad not to have to do it anymore, but you know, doing something for 20 years, you know, over 15, whatever it is like that, showing up every Monday for committee meetings, every other Monday for council meetings, I would think going to the last meeting would have to be very sentimental and very, I don't know, just a time for reflection back on your career. Obviously, the city is in an interesting place right now. But I think you would look back. I think Ayers has been there for three different mayors, and I don't know how many different councils. 10, it would be if he was there for 20 years. I think Jason's been there for two mayors, and I don't know. It's kind of interesting to see a changing of the guard like this. I don't know if we've had one quite in this way for quite some time. But if you have any thoughts on it, the phone lines are open this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 28 minutes past the hour here on this Monday morning, December the 22nd, 2025. 12-22-25. As I said, a lot of twos in this date, as we head into Christmas Eve. Now, we'll be here. I'll be on this morning, obviously, And I'll be on tomorrow morning, and I'll be on Wednesday morning. Now, we will not be on Thursday morning, Christmas morning. We've never been on Christmas morning. But on Thursday morning, that's Christmas Eve, we will be on that morning. Now, I'm not really sure yet what's going to happen on Christmas Eve morning. Now, we have had several traditions over the years with Christmas Eve morning. It originally started out as having the Salvation Army come in, and they would play music on Christmas Eve morning. Then somehow it transferred or transitioned into having eggnog with a little bit, I believe it was moonshine, and I believe it was always moonshine, but it was eggnog with moonshine on Christmas Eve morning, and we did that for a long time. And then it kind of transitioned out of that, and we just kind of had a festive Christmas Eve morning. I remember the late Carolyn Heimlich came in one year, and she performed live Christmas music in the studio. So we've done that on Christmas Eve morning. I'm not really sure what we're going to do on Christmas Eve morning yet this year. We don't have those plans finalized. Much like everything else at this station, we just kind of let it happen. But you know what? That works okay because those traditions just kind of happened. So I'm not sure if we'll have somebody in here playing live Christmas music. I'm not sure if we will have the eggnog with possibly a little bit of something else in it, possibly moonshine. I don't know what will happen on Christmas Eve morning. What would you, the listeners, like to hear on Christmas Eve morning coming up on Wednesday? You are the ones listening. Is there anything you particularly have enjoyed on Christmas Eve morning in past years here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and tell me what you've enjoyed about Christmas Eve morning. Now, as far as the holiday shopping goes, this weekend I felt a little more confident. The weekend before, I went out during that terrible snowstorm, and I got about half of the Christmas Eve shopping or the Christmas shopping done. Now, I did not get anything wrapped, and I didn't get any further than that because I was kind of busy last week. Then, on Saturday, I was able to go out again, and I got items that I had missed. And Saturday, I have to say, I was very productive on Saturday. I got quite a few things done on Saturday. I'll come back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me, Scott?
Yes, I can hear you.
Do you hear me?
I do. Can you not hear me?
Scott.
I can hear you. Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Ah, okay.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
I cannot hear you.
Yeah,
I will. Well, if you can hear me, I guess that's all that counts. So you got Santa's letter.
I did, but read it for our audience that you sent to Santa Claus, Indiana. I think we're on a little bit of a delay here this morning.
I can't hear you. I'm going to try and call you back.
Okay. Call me back. You know, technology works well. When it works, but little technical difficulty there, but we'll get it worked out here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If anybody else, okay, let's see if this works here. Let's hope it works. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Can you hear me, Scott?
I can, yes. I can hear you.
Okay, and I can hear you.
Oh perfect. Wow. Good.
Houston, the problem is solved. We're coming back home.
That's right. NASA has connected everything, and we're able to hear each other now.
This is the Google Voice. Hopefully my replacement cell phone will come tomorrow so I can get back up to normalcy.
I understand. Technical difficulties are rough.
Well, I'm on my way to go to a 9 o'clock meeting, but I've been listening while I was getting ready. I believe that was maple moonshine that we put in the eggnog for Charlie Evers and George Kasotis.
Yeah, you know, I looked back at those Christmases. George was only there a couple times. Marge Hazlett was there once. Sean and Terry came in a couple times. The last time we did it, Charlie had already passed away. Glenn came in. So several different people partook in that over the years.
Well, do you want me to send... Did you get the Christmas card I emailed?
Yes, I do think I did get that, yes.
Okay, good. You want me to send a link to the Christmas party? It was down in the basement underneath the bell tone that I videotaped with the Lasecki.
Oh, I have that. I have those.
Oh, you've got that?
I got that. Yes.
You still have it.
I do. I do.
That'll go on for eternity.
Exactly right.
Well, hey, just wanted to call and say, is there anything going on at City Council tonight?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because a lot of people, typically this would be the last meeting of the year, but I don't think anybody really knows if it will be or not because I don't think the budget has had three readings. I think there's going to be some discussion of other things that have happened this year in Marion, so I'm not really sure what's going to go on tonight. I don't think they're really sure at this point.
Well, you know... You did hear the rumors. I heard it from a pretty reliable source that Denny Ferguson's going to be the economic development director.
You know, nobody has said that publicly, but yes, I have heard that.
Well, I'm just hoping they don't come begging for bucks from city council. You know, I think it's outrageous that can do over the years hadn't come to the conclusion, oh, gee, why don't we start an endowment fund so we can be self-sustaining like the Marion Community Foundation? So I'm hoping they're not going to pull a stunt like that because I think I still have some people willing to do economic development for the whole county of Marion for free until they reach critical mass and revenues generated to pay them.
Well, that might be something you might want to bring up tonight because this budget, I believe, will be at its second reading tonight. And I don't know if there's some way they can speed that process up to pass that or not and maybe make the third reading on the first. But this very well could be the last meeting of 2025. So it
would be, yeah, it's definitely the last meeting then for Schauber and Ratliff.
If it is the last meeting and there are no emergency meetings called, it would be, yes.
Yep, so... I think, if Schauber's listening, I don't know if Ayers is, a round of drinks on me at the Shovel Drinkery for Schauber and Ratliff, so.
Yeah, it'll be sad to see him go.
Get into the spirit of the holidays.
Yeah, but for people who didn't hear, because I believe we were kind of late on Friday morning, you got your letter back from Santa Claus.
Yes.
Yes, and essentially, what did you ask Santa Claus for?
I asked Santa Claus if he could give us a new mayor and a new city council. And the bottom line was, good luck getting a new mayor and city council. Some things are impossible.
Well, I guess Santa Claus does not get involved in politics, and maybe that's best for Santa Claus.
Well, it's not that he doesn't. He realizes what he can and cannot do. Remember, Dirty Harry always said, a man's got to know his limitations.
This is true. This is true. Hey, while I have you on the line, do you remember how that whole tradition that went on for years with Glenn and Charlie and Marge and George and the whole thing, how did that get... I mean, I know we had eggnog, because there were years
we did the witch's brew wine for Halloween.
True, yep.
And didn't we do something for Thanksgiving?
I think one year we did.
Just New Year's that we did the eggnog.
Well, it could have been, but somehow it got transferred to Christmas Eve morning, and that went on for quite a while, probably 5-6 years, something like that.
I don't know. You know, it's all kind of a blur the past 20 years for me anyway. And you're in your 40s, so, you know, probably the past 20 years for you is like, how the hell did that go by so fast?
Well, yeah, being here, this is the 12th Christmas we've done just at this station, not counting anything else I did anywhere else. And, you know, I think of all the different things we did, I know when we started, we used to have the Salvation Army come in and perform. Then I know there were years that Paul Savage, when he was with us, he came in and performed, and we would drink eggnog and eat fruitcake. And then somehow it turned into the eggnog with the moonshine in it, and we did that for a long time. Then we got into... what did we do after? Oh, I remember Mrs. Heimlich, the late Mrs. Heimlich, Carolyn Heimlich, came in and performed live 1 year. So I'm not sure what we're doing this Wednesday, but those have been the things we've done in the past.
Did she do the Heimlich maneuver?
No, didn't need to that morning. We were all good.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, I got to get ready for a 9 o'clock meeting, but... what can I say? Love your city.
And there you go. Thank you. Well, now you know. Santa Claus cannot get a new mayor or a new city council. Santa Claus, even Santa Claus has his limitations, I guess is the best way to put it. But it's nice that he's responded to the letter. I think that's very nice. And again, at this point, I don't know what we're doing Wednesday morning for Christmas Eve, but I hope you listen to the program and we'll find out what will happen. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I have a lot of fun chipping in here lately, but I'm going to chip in again.
Sure.
And... I'm going to ask you a few questions, but, you know, yes or no, that's okay with me, or if you don't want to, but they're not going to be embarrassing or nothing.
Okay.
So is that okay with you?
I'm good.
Well, I listened to your show when you had Abby on.
Yes.
What a show. 2 segments of that.
Yes.
And you guys talk like that you're really on a terrific, terrific peace agreement.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
I think so.
Oh, okay. And I've never met Abby, but you and her can have some lot of good times and in-between times and everything like that, right?
Yeah. We've been good friends for 6 or 7 years.
Yeah. And so I thought, you know... would you be leading up to maybe getting more seriously back together, you think? Because you told all of us listeners of all the things and all the mending up you've done and stuff. Could there be you don't use the word love, really, you know. But a love romance come back on with you and Abby?
Oh, no, no, no. No, that's no.
Yeah, that was a lot of no, no, no.
No, no.
Okay.
Well, no, no. I think that's just one of those friendships that is a nice... I think what you see, it's kind of like, I guess you would say... We've just had a lot of fun, and I'm not sure what that reason is, but
that's good enough for me, Scott.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, you know, that, you know, getting close to Christmas and everybody feels jolly and everything like that, that was pretty nice, too, to hear something like that.
Yeah, and we had a good time.
And so I'm going to jump on the bandwagon, and I'm going back to Friday's afternoon conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wasn't it towards the end, you talked to Adam, and didn't Adam have something about the 12 nights before Christmas, maybe?
Oh, the 12 days of Christmas, yes.
Yeah. Nights. I don't know why I'm nights, okay. Anyhow, that went along real well. That reminded me back, wasn't there a something about Bob down in Columbus and maybe, let's see, who was the other person over in Caledonia? They got it, their name.
Cody.
Didn't they have a little back and forth, see who could do the best? What was that really called, the 12 what?
He did the, Bob, the top 10 list. He did top 10s.
Oh, top 10. Okay, I added two more on there. Okay, the top 10. I thought that went pretty good. And then Adam, didn't he have something like on the top 12 in the afternoon? And then he come back strong, what the point I'm getting at, strong on the Friday night show, right?
He did.
Okay. Now, anybody that listened to both of them like I did and evaluated them, sound like maybe Adam might have had some of that homebrew.
No, you know what? I listened to both of those. I would not have denied that.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know for sure.
But Adam is a really a good guy on singing and music and referring back to, he likes that kind. And but of what I got is when he's trying to get all the words of the 10 days before, there I am messing out, I don't want to say 12, days before Christmas, he'd go, well, that worked out pretty good. I could understand that. But the real, well, it would have to be, I've heard you use this thing as a train wreck, but this one, no train, it was the worst thing I ever heard. Pat was trying to whistle, and Adam was singing. Now, that had to be the best of all your recordings you got, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it was a moment for sure. It was a moment in time.
Adam, he was doing well. He was referring back pretty regularly there, but poor old Matt, he tried to whistle and then he got run out. And then towards the end, Matt got in the rhythm part and it did come out good. But I thought, buddy, that was a really one of the best things that you've had on your show for Christmas that I've ever heard. You know,
it was a Christmas memory we'll all remember to be sure.
There you go. Well, Scott, you have a good one. I just thought I'd put that in there a little bit and knock on the door about both of those things that I had a big kick out of. I had laughed, but I'm still laughing about it. Have a good one, Scott.
I'm glad. Thank you. Well, see, and that's what the holidays are all about. Laughing and having a good time. And I'm glad, you know, that's one thing. I this will sound funny, but one thing about this station I hope that we're able to do is make you happy, sad, mad, or glad. You know, bring out some kind of emotion in you, and sometimes it is mad. You know, oh, what are they saying over there? My goodness gracious. But I hope a lot of times maybe we make you smile by the things we do. And I think holiday time is one of those times where we're able to do that a little easier. Yeah, that was a moment on Friday where Adam came up with his own rendition of the 12 Days of Christmas for Marion. And Matt, much like he did at the Christmas party on Thursday night, was going to try to whistle the background music. And that was an interesting moment. If you heard it on Friday night, you had a rare treat to something very Christmassy, to be sure. I don't know if it was a train wreck or a Christmassy moment, but we tried. We tried. You got to give us credit for trying. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour. You know, it was one of those things where, you know, if maybe you had had rehearsal, it might have come out a little better. But, we did the best we could, but I'm glad it did bring out some comedy for people who were out there in the listening audience. That's a very good thing. Go ahead, caller.
One thing it could possibly be, it could be a good cover-up, because that's a long ways from Columbus up here to Marion, right?
That's right. That's right.
And the communication of the wires and everything and the wind blowing and stuff, that, I could have maybe like, hey, Ted, why don't you clean your ears out? You wasn't hearing properly. That was really a great thing. One more thing I want to ask. If you would ever get married to Abby, you know, Mayor Kellogg, he's married people. And did Mayor Searcher, did he ever marry anyone?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know that he ever did. I don't know that he ever did.
But one thing that's in your helm that you might, really profit if you and Abby maybe instill the term of Mayor Collins. I think Mayor Collins could marry you. Mayor can marry you. Would you have him marry you if you did get married?
Well, you know, this is a very interesting question. If I were to ever get married, matter of fact, I would want Mayor Collins to marry me, because if that marriage ever took place, him being a former police officer, one of us would end up in prison before long, I'm sure.
It would be that you would go just not a few days in jail. It would be that'd be a prison sentence.
It'd be a life sentence. Oh, and I'm being told by from one of our listeners this morning that Mayor Schertzer did marry some people. Yes, he did.
Okay, that's good. Well, I think Mayor Collins ought to get in there and about the right age bracket in there and everything that for you and Abby and the mayor could have that under his belt. I wonder if the mayor has ever married anybody lately. You know, being a mayor, he could have done that. That's his business, and the people getting married. Do you think he married anybody yet?
You know, I don't know if he has, but I hope he has, because that's a fun thing for a mayor to do.
Yeah. And you know what? That's pretty good quality going back to the mayors a little bit there. I wonder if that'd be logged in there, being a mayor of the a city and the growth of the city, if it helped it any.
It couldn't hurt. I wouldn't see where it would hurt.
Okay. Well, I had a little fun and still have a little fun, but you have a lot more fun in the next few days, and we'll be listening to you again.
I'm glad to hear it. Thank you. And, you know, I've got this frog in my throat this morning, and I hate coughing into the microphone. I guess I could turn the microphone down and do a good cough, but I don't know. You ever get a frog in your throat in the morning? I think it's because the weather's up and down. I mean, we're at 25 degrees. We have been, in the last 7 days, 5 degrees, 40 degrees, 20 degrees. This weather really is all over the place. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 52 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Feel free to give us a buzz. We would love to hear from you. What's going on in your world? So yes, Mayor Schertzer did marry a few people. I know Jack Kellogg married quite a few. He really enjoyed doing that, and I do not know if Mayor Collins has married anybody or not, but it would be interesting to find out. 740-383-9944. But I do have to say, I have enjoyed the last week doing these catch-up shows for the holidays. I enjoyed having Christian in here last Wednesday, home from college. He was on for 2 hours. I enjoyed having Abby in on Friday. She came in for 2 hours. We had a delightful conversation. And then Thunderbolt Patterson even called in on Friday night, and I had not talked to him for quite some time. I'm trying to remember exactly how long, but it's been a little while. So we got to catch up for the holiday season. So it was really nice to be able to do that on Friday and Wednesday last week. So I hope you're catching up with people during the holiday times as well. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. We would love to hear from you. Now, as I said this past weekend, I got all the gifts that I have purchased wrapped, so I feel good about that. 54 minutes past the hour. Go ahead, caller. Are you there? The Christmas frog. The Christmas frog is out there this morning. It's always good to have the Christmas frog with us on Christmas week. I like noises. You know, there are so many noisemakers and whoop-de-doos going on during the Christmas holiday season. That's pretty good to hear the Christmas frog. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 55 minutes past the hour. 5 minutes left to go in this segment, and then we'll be back next hour. Let's go back to the phone lines here on WGH Talk. Go ahead, caller.
I thought you'd kind of like that. You know what? Groundhog Day is coming up, and I can do a little bit of groundhog, but, you know, I thought the Christmas, the frog gets kind of left out because they kind of hibernate in the ponds. They bury down in, and they'll be coming back out when the spring comes, but I thought you liked the Christmas song from the frog.
I do. I enjoyed that.
Okay.
Yep. I did enjoy the Christmas song. I like all those sort of things. I like all the Christmas merriment that people have and all the different traditions that people have. You know, it wasn't until just a few years ago that I even understood what the Christmas pickle was. I'm not even sure to this day I really understand what the Christmas pickle is. You know, an ornament that you hang on your tree, and then on Christmas Day you hide the pickle, and whoever finds the pickle gets some kind of prize. I don't know. I'm still not even sure I fully understand what that whole Christmas pickle thing's all about. But everybody's got their own traditions. Elf on a Shelf. Now, there's something that's kind of went by the wayside. I remember when that was a gigantic tradition. Everybody was doing Elf on a Shelf, and everybody was taking pictures of what their elf did overnight and so on and so forth. I haven't seen any of that this year. Does anybody know why Elf on a Shelf has kind of went by the wayside? I'm not sure what happened there. 740-383-9944. 57 minutes past the hour on this Monday morning, December the 22nd, 2025. Remember, we've got a whole nother hour coming up after this one, so don't tune away. I am happy to report that one of our other colleagues from past years, Pastor Craig, will be in on Friday with us, the day after Christmas. So it'll be good to catch up with Pastor Craig. He'll be in the studio on Friday. A lot of people have asked, you know, where he's been, what he's been up to. And I talked to him on Saturday, and he will be with us Friday morning for the duration of the programs. So it'll be good to have Pastor Craig back. As I was saying earlier, I have the Christmas presents that I have wrapped, but there are still about 3 gifts that I have to get done. 3 gifts in 3 days. Now, I have one that's being put together. So I have to pick that up at some point and then wrap that. And then there's another one I have to find. I went last night looking for this gift, and I had no luck in finding the gift that I'm looking for. And I don't want to say the gift because the person listening might, whose gift it is, might hear what I'm talking about. But I went out looking for the gift. I think I know where I can find it. I think I just went to the wrong store last night. And then there's one more gift, which I really still have no idea about, but I've got to get that all taken care of before Wednesday morning. Tonight I'll be at the city council meeting, so I won't be able to do any shopping tonight. But hopefully tomorrow night, Tuesday night, I'll still be able to get a couple of these done. All I got to do is pick up the one, put it together, and then wrap it. And then the other one, I don't know about the other. I got to figure out what to get that person. I don't know yet. And then hopefully I'll be able to find the third gift at the store that I think it's at. But is anybody else ready for the Christmas? Are you ready for Christmas to happen coming up on Thursday? Are you in that that particular holiday mood? 740-383-9944. You know, so many people have said that our Christmas studio here is cozy. Now, we do have many, many Christmas trees up in here. We have the Grinch in here. We have a table filled with Grinch items, cookies, cups, boxes, Santa Claus. We've got wreaths on the wall. We've got Christmas lights, Christmas ornaments, and Starbucks cups. You know, we are loaded for bear for the holiday season here in the studio. So people have found this studio very cozy. Everybody who's come in here during the Christmas season has said, that's a real cozy studio. And I even heard from Carrington the other day. Remember Carrington, who used to be with us? She said, I'm sorry I missed the Christmas party. She was doing something else with her other job. She hopes she's able to come back next year to the Christmas party. And she said, you know, the studio looks cozy, which is what everybody else has echoed. All right, we're going to break. We'll be back right after this. Keep those snowballs, Christmas ornaments, and Christmas music playing. We'll be back with more Christmas fun right after this.
When all through the house, not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse. The stockings